Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
Going well, mate, thanks.
All right. Washout last weekend for the Raiders.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. But, you know, what can you do? The weather this time of year.
Yeah.
Always a raffle, so unfortunately missed that game, but it looks good for this weekend.
Right, so it's been a couple of weeks since we spoke, and last time we spoke you were just heading into your opening round. Just looking at it on paper, I didn't see the game, but looks like you got a fair thrashing by North Hobart. A bit of a reality check.
Yeah, it was. You know, we actually did okay with the ball, so there were some positives with that. They had a really solid start. The top of the order, you know, some good players in that team, you know, so there was always going to be a challenge, but we fought back well with the ball and had a 200-run chase, which, more often than not, you'd give yourself a chance.
Mm.
But we just didn't bat well. We were up against Tom Rogers, who was at the top of his game and had missed out on selection at Shield level and was, fired up. And, our batters are just not used to 140-kilometre-hour, bowling, particularly this time of year. So.
Yeah.
We were a bit shell-shocked and, we lost early wickets and some of our key players. After that, they sort of exposed our inexperience, if you like, and, lack of probably preparation for that sort of bowling. So, but anyway, we learned from that. We moved on pretty quick and we were ready to go last week before the washout. So we'll do the same this week. You know, that's just one game in a long season.
Indeed it is. You mentioned Tom Rogers there, who got a 6-4, I believe, but, they had Pycroft at the other end as well, so...
They had a team that was full of a lot of first-class experience, so anyway, it's a good learning curve.
Sure. All right, so this weekend, so you're heading south for your first game in Hobart, so you're playing Newtown Oval.
That's right, it's an opportunity for us. I'd imagine that the Newtown Oval's normally a pretty good cricket wicket, so it's a good chance for us to improve on what we did in that first round. That's obviously the first message, but up against a team that's mixed its form too over the years, so look, we'll give ourselves a chance to do well in this game. We've got a few team changes, a few people unavailable, so there's a couple of new faces in the team, so that's exciting.
Who've you got in?
Yeah, Ollie Wood, who's our vice captain, has been captained by Miles Barnard, still got soccer commitments. He's out this week with some university commitments, so unfortunately we haven't got him. So John O'Chapman will be our captain this week. We've brought in Jake Dixon from the coast and Eli Sheehan from the coast. They're both in for their first games of the year, which is good for both those players. We would have probably selected Eli in the first game of the year, except he had football commitments as well. At the end of the day, it's worked out okay. And Brodie Hayes is back in, so he's back in for his first game.
Yeah, well, he'll be handily in the top order, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, he was our leading run scorer last year, so, he had some commitments as well with Winners 4, so he wasn't available for the first round. So he was training last night and, looked really good. He's had a limited preparation, but we'll back his class and his ability, so he'll give us some stability at the top of the order.
Yeah, so we talked about batting and bowling. What was the fielding like in that first game?
We were a bit rusty, I think. We just haven't had a chance to get outside and do a lot of fielding. We had a good session last night, and we'll be okay, mate. We've just got to, back our natural fielding skills at the moment, because we just don't have enough time to try and, develop. They haven't played much cricket, haven't had much club cricket. Some haven't had any club cricket. It's a bit of a work in progress, your fielding. But, look, we'll be okay. We've just got to work really hard at it, knowing that we haven't had a lot of time to prepare.
Yeah. The women's team, they had a win and a loss last weekend, so they're going okay. I hear Mannix Jeeves had a really good game behind the stumps and not too bad with the bat as well.
Yeah, she's impressed this pre-season. I've done a lot of work with her and she's in a good place. She batted well last week and I've seen some of the highlights of the wicket keeping, and it's all the stuff you work on with young wicketkeepers to, you know, it came to fruition. A couple of great legs like Stumpings, and she's a real player of the future, I think, Tasmania. And, you know, I hope she just, you know, relaxes and enjoys the cricket now and posts some numbers and gets back into that Tasmanian team.
Yeah, all right. So the girls have two games Saturday versus North Hobart and Clarence. So back-to-back T20s there, or a little bit of a break between games. And the men, 50-over game against Newtown. And then you start two-day cricket next weekend.
That's correct. Yeah, we're into some two-day cricket. So it's a quick change around. So, hopefully we get some good cricket played this week, and we can build on that into this little block of two-day cricket.
Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks for having a yarn. Good luck this weekend.
Not a problem. Talk to you soon, Darren.